This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials have said Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas are making progress in ceasefire and hostage release talks. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An Israeli tank rolls near Gaza on the southern Israeli border as explosions could be heard from inside the enclave. Negotiations between the two sides have been continuing in Cairo, a day after Israeli forces rescued two captives in Rafah. More than 70 Palestinians were killed in the raid. The mass destruction and death was a glimpse of what a full-scale Israeli ground advance into the area would look like. A ceasefire deal, on the other hand, would give people in Gaza a desperately needed respite from Israel's offensive, now in its fifth month. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations chief says public order has broken down in Gaza and an Israeli military offensive in Rafah, the southern city, where some 1.5 million Palestinians have sought refuge, would have devastating consequences.
At the same time, we have restrictions imposed by Israel that are not improved and limit humanitarian distribution.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog warned on Tuesday Iran is not entirely transparent regarding its atomic program. That's after an official who once led Tehran's program announced the Islamic Republic has all the pieces for a weapon, quote, in our hands. Rafael Mariano Grossi, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said, quote, there's loose talk about nuclear weapons more and more.